Bank of Curtis, this is Shaw.
Hey, I received one of your mailers. I was just kind of calling just to talk a little bit and find out what it is you guys do.
Sure, sounds good. Can I start with the reservation code?
Yeah, it's 23131. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Okay.
2311.
Mm-hmm.
3101-0031-4111.
Okay. Let's take a look. I have Frenchie's Consulting?
Correct.
Okay. Going into your file right now, and let's see here. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Richard LeCount.
Okay, and just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number the best number to get back to you? Ending in 3914.
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Is your DBA name also Frenchie's Consulting?
It's the LLC.
Okay. All right, and I have a billing address here, 3 Burton Street, Johnstown, New York.
Yes.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
I am.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure we're talking to the right person. All right, and how long have you guys been in business for?
2007 or 2008.
7 or 8. Okay, so I'll just put like 2008 for now. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
My primary source of income has been doing sales training and management for a particular auto group in town. And
okay.
I've been looking to kind of expand into other auto groups.
Okay.
And I found an office location that I could set up that I could do the training and everything out in. But I would need to be able to renovate the office and get some working capital to kind of, you know, help me get more people, do a little advertising and things like that.
Okay, sounds good. So you're looking to expand to another auto group. You found an office. You just want to renovate it. And would you be using some of the capital to hire new people or do marketing, anything like that?
I may. I'm going to try to handle it myself at first. But I may additionally have to hire somebody, but I haven't got that far yet.
Okay, sounds good. And let's see here. What kind of consulting do you do?
Sales training.
Oh,
Automobile sales training. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Sales training and business development management.
Okay. And what auto group do you work with right now?
Right now it's James Auto Group.
Oh, okay. And you're looking to, is it also like another like local auto group that you're looking to expand to?
I've got a couple in mind.
Okay, nice.
And I'm going to be able to expand broader than just local also.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Let's see here. How much are you looking for?
$40,000.
Okay. Okay. And how soon, you know, are you looking to bring this on? Is there any deadline that you're looking to meet in order to, you know, bid on the office, things like that?
I'd have to know probably within 30 days. I could tie up the place of the deposit to get get the ball rolling, but I'd probably have to give them a 30-day. You know.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you said 7 days, so like a week?
Yeah, 30 days.
Oh, Thursdays. Okay. I was like, you don't have much time. Okay. So the 30s is a lot better for you. Okay. Just in case, you know. And, you know, expanding to, you know, from one auto group to, it sounds like maybe like 3 or 4, maybe. You must be able to, you know, make a lot more money then, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking that I should be able to, just picking up one more should not quite mm-hmm. double, but definitely increase.
Mm-hmm. That's good. How long have you been, you know, doing all this?
Total years experience for myself, 15.
Oh, wow. Were you always helping sales training for, like, auto groups or, like, other, were you doing something else before? Just kind of interested.
Oh, I was in sales. I was in automobile sales for quite a while, and then, you know, got more into just the training aspect of it and setting up the business development center for a few of the stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. And for the new office, would you need any, like, office equipment, new computers, anything like that?
I've got that all figured into the lump sum amount.
Oh, okay, okay. Because what we can do is I can explore two options for you or two programs for you, because we also could do equipment financing for, like, the office equipment itself, the computer system, things like that. Because for that, we can, those are more like a traditional loan, like 2 to 5 year terms, and we can split up the loan that way if you want me to explore that option for you.
What is that? So it'd be an equipment loan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the computers and stuff like the tables, that could be classified as equipment financing. Then I can do like a separate loan for you, and that will be like the working capital if you wanted to do it that way. To give you a better idea, what was your – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask how it works to like draw funds and stuff off it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What was your gross annual sales like last year?
250.
Okay. And then how's this year tracking for you?
This year's about the same.
About the same? Okay.
It's usually pretty steady.
Okay. And then, like, how would you rate your credit? Good?
I'm sorry?
Like, how would you rate your credit? Like, good, like 700? Bad, like 500 or somewhere in the middle of that?
My personal credit or the business? I mean, they're both going to be about the same, but I know exactly my personal credit score is. On Experian, it was a 681. On TransUnion and Equifax, it was in the 660s, mid-60s. And never a delinquency. It's just that
that's good.
I'm 33, then I acquired, you know, different throughout the time. My revolving debt was a little high on two credit cards, which I just paid the 50% balance, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so your revolving is about 50%-ish, you said?
Yeah, I roll my funds from the sales management into real estate acquisitions.
So I
bought some rental properties in the meantime, so I've taken out, you know, a few mortgages that are relatively new over the last 3 to 5 years. So it tends to hold my score down to the 6 range, but never a delinquency, really payment, nothing like that.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, 680, we use Experian too. So we don't, when we check your credit later on, we only check the Experian. So it will actually help you since you said you're like 660-ish on the other two agencies. So we'll use the experience score, which is 681, you said, around, which is about, you know, national average, so it's pretty good. And then also the loan, we do check your personal credit, but the loan itself is actually going to be on your business credit, so it's not going to affect your, like, debt-to-income ratio. So that will be a plus side for you.
I like to keep that stuff all separate, so yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So based on your gross annual sales, about 250, the rule of thumb for us at our bank is we can free about 10 to 15% of that as the working capital. So let me just see what 15% of 250 is. So about 37.5. So we can free up about 25,000 to 37.5 for you on the high range as capital. But the good thing is, you know, you said that's why I asked about the equipment, because we can actually split up the loan so that way you can get the 40K capital by itself, and then we can also add on the equipment on top of that.
All right. Now, what do you see is like the capital wall? What is that in comparison to like a personal loan?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, how does it work with the drawing the money for the different loans, the different like equipment? You wanted to go buy some paint and stuff to paint the inside, and just draw the money off an account or something.
Sure.
I pay a monthly payment on it thereafter. It's an interest-only loan.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the loan structure itself?
Sure, of course. So, working capital, have you had one before?
No, I've had a couple business lines of credit, but that was, I used it and then paid it off.
Oh, okay. So nothing like a working capital loan that's, like, unsecured?
It was an unsecured loan. It was for like $12,000 or $13,000. I had like 3 years to draw off it, and then I paid a minimum payment for I think it was 3 or 5 years, and then it went to a solid payment that paid off the rest of the loan.
I see. Okay. So the structure of the working capital loan is it ranges from 3 months to 36 months. Most of the customers are like right in the middle of it. It is deposited straight into your business checking account, and then from the same account that we funded the money to, we do an automatic ACH out of it.
Okay, for the payment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yeah, so
the payback on the loan is for anywhere from 3 to 36 months.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so the highest for working capital would be 36 months, but for equipment it would be 5 years. That's the highest for equipment. So that's the difference between the two. And then for working capital, the payment structure is either daily, weekly, or monthly. And then for equipment, it's only monthly. So more like a traditional.
What was the first part again? I'm sorry, I got sidetracked.
Sure. No problem. It's kind of loud in here. We have a lot of new people, so everyone's like talking over each other. But for our working capital, it's a daily, weekly, or monthly automatic ACH out of your account. And then
daily?
Yeah, that's one of the options too.
They break down the monthly payment into a daily charge?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's a better deal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's all three options because every business is a little bit different, you know. Some companies, it makes sense to do daily just because they get revenue, you know, every single day. Instead of waiting until the end of the month and, you know, have to pay like a big chunk out, it's easier for them to do it that way. So every, you know, business is a little bit different. Some people prefer the weekly, some people prefer the daily, some people prefer the monthly because it's like more traditional and you're more used to it.
I would just be looking for the lowest overall monthly expense.
Mm-hmm.
Only just like to keep my cash flow, you know, as high as possible.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, when you pay, how's your cash flow like? Is it... Do you have a lot of outs throughout the month, or is more like towards the beginning of the month or the end of the month?
It's the larger sum comes out on the 1st and the 5th, and then I've got a couple. Then the rest of my payments are due around the 15th.
Okay. So basically a lot of outs. So basically you're kind of split up like every week kind of basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, so let's just say, for example, if I were to give you, like the 40K, how soon until you break even with the 40K, like, you know, setting up the office and all that type of thing?
Well, I was thinking that 2 to 3 years is what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as the payback schedule on the amount, because I don't want to pay it back all at once. I want to be able to pay in payments over time.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay. Sounds good. So I can put in the notes that you prefer like a 2 to 3 year term. And obviously, it sounds like you prefer the monthly payment. And I can try to get you approved for that, the 2 to 3 year and monthly. I'll have the underwriters take a look at everything for you. And then just to backtrack a little bit for the computers and chairs, because I want to see, I'm going to play with the numbers later on, you know, once I get all your paperwork and get approvals and things like that. I'll play around with the numbers between equipment financing and working capital and see which one I can get you the better deal, which one you'll pay the less interest on. For the computers and, you know, office equipment and stuff like that, do you already have, like, a quote or invoices from the vendors you want to buy it from?
No, I've got some separate things at my home already. I mean, temporarily, mm-hmm. I could just bring them over there and use mm-hmm. that out of my home office. If the equipment thing isn't something I necessarily have to do right away.
Okay. So the equipment might be something in the for now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying between $3,000 and $3,750. Or up to $3,750 on the regular loan, I would just shoot for $35 with that.
Okay.
I think that'd be sufficient.
Okay, so I'll just aim for the highest amount, and we can work backwards.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then do you currently have any other loans out?
Yeah.
Okay, is it just like a line of credit, or is it like another termed loan?
I've got a couple mortgages and a line of credit.
Oh, okay. We don't have to worry about the mortgage, but the line of credit, is that with the bank you currently use?
Yeah, it's they gave me some money that was tied to some of the properties. They used it it was secured, so to speak. Yeah, it was secured. So I'm paying that back. That was for 50.
Okay.
I'm paying that back.
Okay, so it's about 50 is the balance right now, you said?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay, and then how big is the line? Did you max it out, or you have some room on it left?
Yeah, that was the loan. It was a line of credit, and then we just rolled it over into a secured loan, basically.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, okay, so it was like a line of credit to begin with, and then... at the end, they transition into a term loan so you could get it paid off?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Do you know what, so the balance is, the original balance is 50. Do you know what's the remaining balance, or is that the remaining balance?
Hang on 1 second. I've got a statement right here.
Okay, 46.8.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you know what the interest rate you are paying on that?
Yeah, it was 5.25.
5.25. Okay. Sounds good.
We do a lot of business with that bank, but I'm getting there's only so much business I can do with them because they're a smaller bank.
Yeah, exactly. Is it with Stearns Bank?
No, that's my equipment loan.
Oh, that's your equipment loan. Oh, okay. No worries about that one. That's fine. Yeah. I just see it because that's why we sent you the offer based on some good payback history. You have a Stearns Bank, so that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. Okay, so other than that, that's the equipment loan. We don't have to worry about that. It's the line of credit that we'll let the underwriters know. Alrighty, sounds good. Have you tried to see if they were able to get you any more money? Or are they kind of hard to work with?
Who's that, Stearns Bank?
No, with the bank you have a line of credit with right now.
Well, no, not right now, because they allow me to refinance a property within the first year. So if I end up never buying something, I'd like to be able to, and then refinance it, I'd like to be able to keep them available, because I can only do so many.
Oh, right.
Their lending's only up to $750,000 per person.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
I'd like to deal with them for my real estate because they're local, they're right here, and my checking and everything's with them. So
right,
they've always
exactly.
taken care of them. So I want to keep the real estate stuff with them and keep the ability to finance with them open for the long
term. You don't want to max it out with one bank, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So it sounds like we can definitely do, I can help you do something here. What's a good email for me to send over the application?
You can send it to dicklecount@yahoo. It's dicklecount@yahoo.
Okay, at Yahoo. Okay, can you, so it's dicklecount?
Yep.
Okay, at Yahoo. Perfect. So the application process is really easy. It's just going to be one page application, just basic information on the business and you, and 6 most recent months of bank statement, and then most recent tax return, just those 3 things.
Well, I haven't done my taxes for this year. I'm doing them until October.
Okay. Do you have an extension on the 2014?
Yeah. Well, 2015.
So you have an extension on 2015s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I can take 2014. That's fine.
Okay. I mean, my 2015 is a little bit better. I could send a couple 1099s or something with it if that helps.
What you can do is you can send me, you want to just send me the last 12 months of your bank statement, and then I can take a look at your, annual income.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to just have a tax. I have the tax returns right here. I can email them right over. That's not a problem. I can give you 13 and 14.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll take the 14, and then if you want to send over the 12 months of bank statement, so then I can take a look at the last 12 months for you and come up with the most, accurate, annual sales for you.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. Sounds like you already have most of the stuff on hand, huh?
What's that?
I said it sounds like you have most of the documents or the items on hand.
The bank statements are tough because it's a lot of scanning and stuff.
Do you have, do you do online banking? You could probably just download it and just attach it.
I don't know if my bank does that. They're a small bank. Even in my banking, I don't know if I can download my. I don't think they download the bank statements on there because I chose the excuse to get them on paper.
Oh, okay. If anything, I have fax. It comes in as digital and it's secured. So if you want to do it that way too.
Yeah.
Do that. Okay. Alrighty, sounds good. So I guess I'll just touch base with you maybe in 2 days. Would that be good?
Yes. Sounds good.
Okay. And then we can see where you're at. If you submit it before that, or if you send over the stuff before that, then I'll give you a call too. If not, I'll just touch base with you in 2 days.
Okay.
Alrighty, sounds good. Yeah, no problem. Good talking to you.
Bye.